when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get for all Apple products as well as through the Google Play Store for free. Over 440 shows, and one of the gentlemen that is definitely improving the plays on the free Wake Up Call DT app and WakeUpCallDT.com is Nate Howard. A lot of people wanted to see what his mind was thinking, where he was kind of leaning. Him and I talked about Wisconsin, Missouri, as well as Syracuse. When it all came down to it, he decided to go over to Missouri and stay close to home, and I'm very happy to have him on the show. We talked going into it on the eve of his decision, and now coming off of that decision, happy to have him back on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Nate, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty amazing today. How are you?
Doing very well, and that's where I wanted to start. What emotions are going through your body right now?
I'm just very, very excited and happy and most of all, you know, blessed right now. You know, I'm just, you know, kind of energized and definitely relieved from a lot of, you know, just stress and stuff like that, you know, dealing with the whole recruiting process. But yeah, I feel amazing right now.
Going out through this whole process, Wisconsin was something that, you know, you were verbally committed there back in June of 2014. You said, you know, even back then you were still open and still looking around. And then you took a visit to Syracuse, you took a visit to Missouri. How difficult was this process for you? Because you've really been kind of looking at these three schools for a while, and obviously in the very recent past, you've been up to Syracuse, New York, and then you went over to see Missouri. So how have you kind of handled everything, knowing that a lot of this decision-making coupled with you visiting and obviously having, you know, other teams besides Missouri that were interested?
Right. I would say it was, you know, overall just pretty hard to you know, go through this process, you know, knowing that, you know, it was a lot of great fits for me and a lot of great places that I would love to go and play for and get a degree from. And so that was the main thing, just knowing I had opportunities and I had, you know, decisions made my overall decision quite difficult. You know, it was extremely hard to turn down Wisconsin and Syracuse and, you know, even the other school, Illinois, that I just know for a fact if I went there, you know, I had a tremendous success. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just really thought and tried to make the best fit, best, you know, decision for me, you know, and a lot of them were, I feel like, would have been great decisions in the long run. But, you know, it's all about making the best one. I felt like it was that.
When you say that you feel like Missouri was the best decision for you, even though some of these other schools could help you out in the long run, what is it about Missouri that just makes you feel like out of all the help the other schools could give you, this was the best place to be?
Just, you know, the proof, you know, that the program show, you know, they show a lot of success in their past, and then just, you know, producing a lot of NFL players, and, you know, the graduation rate is one of the highest, and overall, just all the aspects that goes along with Mizzou definitely influenced me a lot, and made me have that gut feeling that was the right place.
Did the fact of the conference being a part of the SEC, did that have anything to do with it?
Not at all. At the end of the day, if you think about it, my last two schools were one from SEC, one from Big Ten, one from ACC. So really, I didn't pay that much attention from ACC because I know if you're a great player, you know will get noticed no matter where you are, no matter which school. So yeah, I didn't really pay that much attention to the conference and just trying to find the best school.
What is it about the coaching staff at Missouri that made you go there? Because obviously, that's got to be important in your decision-making process. The people that are going to be your leaders, even father figures that they are to a lot of players. What is it about the coaching staff at Mizzou that really did it for you?
I'll say their consistency. Like Mizzou, you know, their coaching staff have been together for a decent amount of time right now, and they will be in the long run. You know, with Coach Pinkel, you know, I'm pretty sure getting a new contract, but he'll be there for a while. Coach Cool, you know, turning down, you know, other other schools to go coach at, and just they all believe in what they have, what they've got going, and believe that they'll keep it going. And you know, overall, they're just strong, a strong staff, and you know, that's always good as a player to know you have a staff that'll always be together.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care.
Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
And then when you look at the schools that you had to say goodbye to, how did you handle Wisconsin? Did you speak with Wisconsin? And if you did, what did you have to say?
I did speak with Wisconsin prior to me making my decision. I kind of just told them how much I appreciate all their, recruiting me and the offer and just, being with me from day one, even with, the staff leaving and new staff coming in. They still believed in me being a great player and kept in contact with me and overall. So it was just really hard. And I built, some great relationships with a lot of coaches. Even with the change, I've always had a relationship with Coach Aranda. We've always had a pretty solid relationship. And I started to build some relationships with the new staff, Coach Turner. So overall, it's kind of hard to, tell them that I'll be taking a different path. But, yeah, it was emotional for me. But I had to do what was right for me, and that was part ways.
As far as Syracuse, who you had seen recently, gone up on your visit, and you talked about the coaching staff and feeling comfortable as well as being around other recruits and enjoying that time, what was it like for you to say goodbye to Syracuse, and did you contact them as well?
I talked a little bit with Coach Smith, my recruiting coach. It was also pretty hard to tell them, that I was kind of taking a different route also, just because they have tremendous coaches also, and the players, I've kind of gotten close with them, and I know Jake, they have talked a lot, and I know he was always kind of leaning towards Syracuse, and, we've been talking about it, potentially playing together, on the same team, and just having tremendous success for a while, and then, when I just kind of felt differently, it kind of got pretty rough. So it was many different aspects of me, part of ways with Syracuse being difficult with knowing the coaches truly care and believe that I will have tremendous success there and anywhere else, but they of course would like to see me have that success there. And then playing with Jake is something we've talked about for a while now and kind of said what we're going to do, but we'll have to part ways with him also. But yeah, and Syracuse is a great school, so and all those aspects make it hard for me to go a different route.
When you have all those positives to say about Syracuse, what ultimately in your heart and in your mind separated Missouri from Syracuse specifically when you talk about the coaches and you talk about playing with Jake and everything else? When you had all that positivity with Syracuse, what ultimately made the separation between Mizzou and Syracuse?
I'm a big believer in, going with your gut feeling. And at the end of the day, Mizzou was my gut feeling. And I mean, despite going through and thinking everything out and, just evaluating all the colleges, with Mizzou being my gut feeling, that definitely influenced me that was the right fit. And that fit was there when I was there and still is. And I feel like it will always be.
And then as far as another school you mentioned, Illinois, what was your connection with them? Did you speak to them about anything before you made your decision? How did you kind of handle Illinois, and where did they kind of fit into everything?
Illinois was a school that I would definitely say was the first to start recruiting me, and that was my first junior day I've attended, and just the relationship I built with Coach Simo, he has tremendous belief in me, and overall, just the relationship I've built with them, I've been close with them, I've been up there multiple times, and overall, just kind of hard for me to say no to them.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
So now you've chosen Missouri. Are you done? I mean, you have a few days before signing day. Are you completed? Are you committed? You're going to sign on paper on Wednesday. I mean, is this done for you?
Yes.
So it's stay in Missouri. You're going there. Tiger Nation obviously wants to hear from you. What do you want to say to them here on Wake Up Call with Dan Totora? What do you have to say to Missouri fans?
I am ready to be a Tiger and have a bright future up in Missouri. So, yeah, I'm just pretty much ready to go. I'm excited. Happy to be a Tiger.
Before I let you go, Nate, you had a lot of people that were there when you made your decision. What made you choose the people that you chose, and just go into who came there with you?
The support from my family and friends and coaches, they left the decision always up to me. So just their support really helped make my decision a lot easier. And I went with what I felt was best.
What did you think out of everything now that your recruiting process is just about over? You just have to sign a piece of paper and go through some things there with Missouri from here on out. As you said, you're all good to go with Missouri. So when you look back on the whole process, what did you learn from it, and what can you say about your recruiting process specifically?
I would say maybe I learned just how to deal with pressure and stress overall and time and just all those different factors, how to deal with that. When things get hard, how to, finish through, and just overall, it was a great lesson and, experience for me to go through. I definitely think it's a lesson for life. It's something that definitely helped me in the future, just going through this process, because it's definitely one of a kind. It's something that's unique.
And lastly for you, Nate, to define not just yourself as a football player, but as a student, as a son, as a member of the community, what should people know about Nate Howard? If you had to have a mission statement for yourself, what is your mission statement as a person in your entirety and not just a football player?
that he is a bright young man. He strives for success and greatness, and you know his work ethic is just you know just very very good. Overall, you know, just you know, I am the real deal.
Well, I appreciate it. Nothing like having the real deal, and I definitely appreciate having that on my show. You've been open and honest with me and spent some good time with me here throughout the process, and I will keep in touch with you as we continue on here, Nate. So thank you so much for helping me to be a part of this whole recruitment. I really can't thank you enough, and I appreciate your time.
No problem, Miles, and thank you for reaching out and asking the questions. So just staying in touch with me. I appreciate that a lot.
Anytime, Nate, and I'll be in touch. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.